Day 35, victory. Victory is yours. Circumstances don't define that victory. God's love for you does. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 65. Victory and living the life of a victor aren't as connected as closely as the world has taught they are. Having victory in my life can't be the single characteristic as to what makes me a victor. If the presence of victory is the requirement for victor living, then we all are doomed to victim thinking due to the fact that victory, by the world's definition, isn't assured in this world. From time to time, we will go through patches when victory seems to be anything but ours. It's during those times when we long for victory, that our identity as a victor can be severely challenged. Nothing ushers in the effects of victim thinking more than when our identity is being challenged by failing to see the personally defined and often misplaced characteristics of that identity to materialize in our life. Look at it this way. Say you value the identity of being an artist. If your definition of what it takes to be an artist includes selling your art for 7 figures or more, you're likely to doubt yourself in this identity, since very few living artists can claim this kind of fame. There's nothing wrong with working toward achieving a status where your art sells for astronomical amounts. It is when we tie our goals and the chances of us reaching those goals to our identity when victim thinking can work to cripple our lives. When you boil it all down, victory, from the world's view, is all about success. The victor loves success as much as anyone else. Tying our definition of success to our identity of a victor is such a damaging and joy-robbing thing for us to do. It is when the challenges of this world come at us that we can doubt our ability to experience success. That's when despair can usher in the long-term and devastating effects of victim thinking into our lives. Even the Bible can be a bit confusing if we view things like victory, success, and prosperity from the wrong perspective. Take a look at today's reading and think how victim thinking can result if we turn this verse into a formula to prove our identity. And observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in obedience to Him and keep His decrees and commands in laws and regulations as written in the law of Moses. Do this so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go. 2 Kings 2:3, New International Version. On the surface of today's reading is a pretty clear formula for victory, if prosperity is part of your definition of victory. It says in the scripture, do this, observe and obey God's commands, so that you may prosper. What happens to you when you are observing and obeying as perfectly as you can, yet prosperity is not the result? If you are like me, when this happens over and over again, then you come face to face with some serious doubts, doubts about yourself and doubts about God. In that place of doubt, victim thinking can't help but to take root and grow. Truth is that victory is ours. As was said earlier, however, our circumstances will never be enough to consistently prove we are victorious. Fact is, we are victorious even in the absence of victory when we rest in the belief that victory is ours when we know God loves us. Circumstances don't make us victorious. God's love for us does. It is His love for us that makes us victors, and that kind of status can't ever be fully confirmed by circumstances in life. But what about today's Bible reading? How do we deal with the seeming contradiction between what is being said and this view of victory in God's love? Today's reading isn't a formula for success. It's a statement of relationship. If we observe and obey the commands of God, our victory will be that we are more likely able to see His love for us. Observing and obeying God doesn't necessarily guarantee the kinds of circumstances we want. It does put us in a position to better understand our circumstances in light of the amazing love He has for us. Go after as much of the victory you are empowered to as you tackle the activities ahead of you today. Should the victory you are seeking be slow to materialize, don't fret in a way that challenges your identity. You are the victor God made you, whether your victory comes in the form you want or not. Fight off the burdens of victim thinking today by staying in that place of love. God's love for you, not your circumstances, is what defines the kind of victory that is assured for you today.